Hey folks, this is Brad Bright, and this is the God is the Issue podcast, where we seek to show how God is the issue in every issue. Now today we're going to have a little bit of fun. I've come up with like what I call the Grinch Award, and this will be the first annual Grinch Award, and my intent is to do this every year leading up to Christmas, just to kind of give everybody a heads up. So today I am giving the Grinch Award to a very, very deserving company. Now, I'm sure all of you remember the story of How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss. You know, the Grinch couldn't stand Christmas. He couldn't stand hearing the Who's down in Whoville singing their songs. And so he decided he was going to steal Christmas. Now, do you realize there are real life Grinches out there? People who hate Christmas, people and companies who hate Christmas, they do. They really want to get rid of it. They may not look like the Grinch, but they think just like him. Now, think about the places where you shop. Would you say that any of them Grinch on Christmas? Did you notice that? I just used Grinch as a verb. It's a powerful verb. You can see it. You can feel it. You can touch it. You can almost smell it and almost taste it. But folks, let me parenthetically say here real quick. Before you jump to any conclusions, let me say that boycotting is not the answer. However, you do need good information. Now, in light of that, today I'm going to present the Grinch Award for 2023 to the company who best personifies the spirit of the Grinch. Now, here are some of the criteria I've used in determining the winner. You know, do they replace Christmas with the word holiday? Do they forbid employees from saying Merry Christmas? Do their websites pitch holiday this and that, but rarely or never mention Christmas? Do they hijack Christmas as a platform to promote causes that offend the God of Christmas? Folks, let me say that every company has the right to honor, ignore, or demean Christmas as they see fit. However, as a consumer, you have the right to spend your money where you see fit. I'm not talking about boycotts. The boycott of Budweiser this summer was an anomaly. I'm glad it worked, but for every boycott that works, there's probably 100 that fail. What I'm talking about is the choice you have to shop at store A or store B. I'm talking about being a good steward with where you spend your money. I'm talking about alternatives. And that's the key word, alternatives. You can spend your store money at a store that hates the God of Christmas, that gives to causes that God hates, or you can spend it at stores that acknowledge or even honor the God of Christmas. You can spend your money at stores that Grinch on Christmas or ones that don't. So I've selected five companies this year as my finalists for the Grinch Awards. I'm going to start with the fourth runner-up, then the third, second, first, and then finally get to the winner. Now, as I go through each one, I will explain why I chose it, and then I'll suggest some possible alternatives. And again, the key word here is alternatives. So don't think boycott, think alternatives. Sometimes you'll find good alternatives, and sometimes you won't. If you find alternatives, give them your business. Now then, I prepared a sheet here that I'm going to be looking at and reading off of as we go through the different runners-up and the awards. The first runner-up, or the fourth runner-up, actually, is Dick's Sporting Goods. Now, why did I give Dick's the fourth runner-up on the Grinch Awards? I gave it to them because when you go on their website, you see the word holiday, but you never see the word Christmas. They completely ghosted Christmas on their website. Now then, there are some other alternatives out there, Bass Pro Shops. Now, Bass Pro Shops, they're not shy about using Christmas at all on their website. And then there's Academy Sports. Now, they use mostly holiday, but they do mention Christmas some. They're not promoting Christmas, but they're not ghosting Christmas either. Okay, folks, the third runner-up this year is Starbucks. Now, some of you may be going, why Starbucks? I mean, you walk into their store in December and you see Christmas blend coffee. You hear great Christmas music. You say, so Brad, so why are they your third runner-up? Well, it's because they promote causes that offend the God of Christmas. They do it very intentionally. They don't ghost Christmas, but they undermine the spirit of Christmas. So what are the alternatives to Starbucks? Folks, there are local coffee shops in every community across America. A friend of mine who's in the coffee business said the coffee industry is now the second largest industry on the face of the globe. So folks, there's coffee all over the place. So look for some local coffee shops that make coffee that you like. Now, some of them may be just as bad as Starbucks, but here's the difference. Starbucks has the ability to give millions of dollars every year to causes that offend the God of Christmas. These local coffee shops, they don't. They can't do nearly the damage that a Starbucks can. However, there are local coffee shops also that embrace the God of Christmas, embrace the whole spirit of Christmas. And there are others that maybe they don't embrace it, but they certainly acknowledge it. So folks, there are all options out there. You just need to go look. Now let's move on to the next runner-up, the second runner-up. And folks, this one surprised me. I had no idea. It took me off guard. The second runner-up is Albertsons and Safeway. Albertsons owns Safeway, so it's one corporation. But you'll see Albertsons or Safeway depending upon the community you live in. Now, here is why I gave it to them. It's not because, although they mention mostly holiday, they don't mention Christmas much, but they don't totally ignore it. But as I was going down their homepage, I saw a little tab there that a button you could click on. It had three tabs. It had a tab for Hanukkah, one for Kwanzaa, and one for Christmas. And I thought, cool, I'm going to click on them and see what I find. And I was thinking I was going to be impressed. Well, I clicked on the Hanukkah tab. Sure enough, up came Hanukkah, and they had foods for Hanukkah, recipes for Hanukkah, and even a little celebratory note at the bottom about Hanukkah. And then I went to the Kwanzaa tab and clicked on that, and sure enough, they had foods for Kwanzaa, they had recipes for Kwanzaa, and they had a little celebratory statement down at the bottom about Kwanzaa. But then I clicked on the Christmas tab. Folks, it was a Christmas tab. And what I saw was holiday this, holiday that, holiday. They did not mention the word Christmas a single time. And this is after clicking on the Christmas tab. I was kind of like, did I miss something here? But I realized, you know what? Someone at Albertsons or Safeway does not like Christmas. And so they intentionally, even on the Christmas tab, they completely ghosted Christmas. They grinched on Christmas. So folks, that was a complete surprise to me. I encourage you to go to the Albertsons or Safeway website and go scroll down to where you find that tab and see for yourself. I was completely astounded. But that is why I gave them the second runner-up. Now, what are the alternatives? There are alternatives out there. Some aren't a lot better. But one I found that I loved, and I wish in Colorado we had them. When we lived in Orlando, we did. And that's Publix. The Publix grocery store, they used holidays and Christmas interchangeably. And I thought, wow. And then I was reading through their site, and they give all their employees the day off on Christmas Day, every employee across the country. Albertsons and Safeway, not on your life. They make their employees work on Christmas Day so they cannot celebrate Christmas with their families. So for that reason, sorry, Safeway and Albertsons, you get second runner-up on the Grinch Award. And now, folks, we come to the first runner-up. And I don't think it's going to surprise anyone. It's Macy's. Now, why did I give Macy's the first runner-up for the Grinch Awards? Well, first, you go on their website, and it's kind of hard to find Christmas items. But they're there if you look for them. There's Christmas this, Christmas that. But predominantly, they talk about holiday, you know, holiday outfits, holiday munch mousse, holiday chocolate, holiday this, holiday that, holiday ornaments. You know the holiday ornaments that you put on your Christmas tree every year? Yeah, those are the ones they're talking about. They're calling the ornaments you put on your Christmas tree, they're calling them holiday ornaments, not Christmas ornaments anymore. They're holiday ornaments. Now, I've never heard of a Kwanzaa ornament or a Hanukkah ornament. Only thing I've ever heard of are Christmas ornaments. Maybe they are out there, but I've never heard of them. But folks, they deliberately replace Christmas with holiday on ornaments. And then they had an area for stockings. Now, they weren't talking about your socks or your hosiery. They were talking about those stockings you hang on your mantle every year at Christmas. You know, at Christmas time, that holiday, yes, those are stockings. They deliberately chopped off the word Christmas and just put stockings. Clearly, they have a policy to use holiday as much as possible and to deep six Christmas wherever they can. They only use Christmas where it's absolutely necessary. Now then, here was the straw that broke the camel's back for me. I saw this one that said, holiday advent calendar. And I thought, what? Holiday advent calendar? Advent is the 4 weeks leading up to Christmas. It's not the 4 weeks leading up to Hanukkah or the 4 weeks leading up to Kwanzaa or the 4 weeks leading up to holiday. It's the 4 weeks leading up to Christmas. Folks, that's kind of like saying, here's a secular religious calendar for you. Or like saying, here's some kosher bacon. Folks, that's ridiculous to do that. Clearly, Macy's has something against Christmas. They're grinching on Christmas. They're trying to ghost Christmas as much as they possibly can. So, folks, that's why they got the first runner-up for the Grinch Award. Now then, what are the alternatives to Macy's? Well, there are a lot of alternatives out there. In lots of parts of the country, there's Dillard's. And when you go on a Dillard's website, you see holiday a lot, but you see Christmas a lot too. They're not shy about putting Christmas on their website. Or you can go to Nordstrom's. Now, Nordstrom doesn't promote Christmas by any stretch of the imagination, but at least they're not trying to deliberately ghost it. So folks, think strategically. Think, what are the alternatives to Macy's? And now we come to the Grinch Award for 2023. This is a company that worked hard to earn it, and they've done a good job of earning it. And that company, to no one's surprise, is Target. You see, Target, like Macy's, uses mostly holiday this, holiday that. Now, they do talk about Christmas cards or Christmas trees or Christmas lights, things that most people use Christmas with so people will understand what they're talking about. But again, like Macy's, they clearly have a policy to use holiday as much as possible and Christmas as little as possible. But that is not why they got the Grinch Award for 2023. The reason why they got the Grinch Award for 2023 is because they went one step beyond Macy's. They actually have a Pride Christmas Nutcracker this year. They have a Pride Santa Claus this year. You see, Macy's is not just trying to push Christmas over the cliff. They're not trying to ghost Christmas. They're trying to hijack it. They're trying to sexualize Christmas. And for that reason, they get the Grinch Award. They even out-Grinched the Grinch. So, folks, what are the alternatives to Target? Well, you have Walmart out there. That's an alternative. Now, Walmart is not that great. I admit that. But Walmart is better than Target. They're not trying to sexualize Christmas. They're not trying to hijack Christmas. So, folks, where there's an alternative, go to the one that's the best or at least the one that's the least offensive. Now, also, you could go to a lot of local businesses and get some of these things that you want on your Christmas list. I know the local businesses would really enjoy having your business, and they'll work hard to earn it. But, folks, that's a great alternative as well. So, folks, as you look this Christmas and the way that Target has tried to sexualize Christmas, I hope you will seriously look for alternatives. Well, this year as you go Christmas shopping, visit the websites of the places you want to go. You know, the ones that sell the products that you want. Go into their stores, look around, and ask the question, you know, do they embrace Christmas? Do they honor Christmas? Do they ghost Christmas? Do they hijack Christmas? Or do they sexualize Christmas like Target? Then ask the God of Christmas what he wants you to do. See, this is between you and God. It's not between you and your pastor. It's not even between you and your spouse. It's not between you and your doctor. It's just between you and God. You can be part of the solution. You can use your money as a tool to promote the good. You know, where you spend your money is just as important as how you spend your money. So, folks, don't boycott. Just look for alternatives. Look for good alternatives to the places that you feel like they're really grinching on Christmas. But remember, and this is a reminder, don't get angry at the Grinches for being Grinches. Their problem is not their behavior. The problem is their heart. You see, their hearts, like the Grinch, are three sizes too small. And only God can fix that. So you do your part and you let God do his part. I pray that this Christmas you may experience the true meaning of Christmas as you remember God's gift to you, a baby in a manger. And remember, God is the issue in every issue. This is Brad Bright and the God is the Issue podcast. Thanks for joining me today. And please remember to like, subscribe, or share this podcast. Merry Christmas.